Swift 98, The Spur, and the SVI Radio Network heading into this hour's guest interview segment here on the Weekday Wake Up. And Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King is in studio this morning to give us an update on what's happening in Lincoln County. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Well, appreciate, as always, the update. A couple things to talk about here. And, of course, right now in Lincoln County, energy and coal to products and kind of the natural resources industry. A couple years ago, we thought it might be going away, but now all of a sudden there's almost more than you can even put into words in the future of Lincoln County. Let's start first with the nuclear plant and just give us an update on how things are going in South Lincoln and Kemmer.
You know, it's going really well. We talked with Bechtel and with TerraPower, and they have all but completed all their drilling and testing. Next spring is when they're going to kick off, and they'll actually start the facility for the salt test facility. And that will bring in, you know, quite a few workers with that, not nearly as many as it will when full construction starts, but we look forward to that portion of it. But things are moving along very, very well.
Excellent. So things seem to be on schedule there for the nuclear facility. And exciting news just recently with TriSite, the coal to products company. They've officially broken ground, I understand.
That's correct. They have broken ground so that they can get their facility, their building built, hopefully this year. You know how building goes. And, yeah, it's going really well. The very first thing that they're going to do is the humate soil conditioner, fertilizer, simulates root growth, which stimulates the product. And with what's happening with fertilizer costs right now, we really believe that that's going to be a big boon for their industry as well as for the consumer. So we're really excited for them. They'll have a lot of spinoff products, not just humate fertilizer, but this will be their first product that they'll produce.
And, boy, the fertilizer's got to be music to the ears of all of our ranchers and farmers, those that are using a lot of fertilizer because it's doubled in most cases. And
right.
So, yeah, hopefully that has a positive impact for our farmers.
Well, we sure hope so. We think that, you know, kind of bringing it home type thing help us out here in Wyoming with some of the costs for our local ranchers and farmers.
Commissioner King in studio, and it sounds like we've talked about TriSite coming for some time, but it sounds like now a few other companies are interested in South Lincoln County with additional coal to product type businesses.
That's correct. We've got a company that we've spoken with several times, Glenrock Energy in Kanata, and their industry will use a lot of coal, just like TriSite will use coal. Let's back up just a second. The TriSite's looking at about a $500 million investment, when they get fully established and are doing all the products that they plan on doing. And then, Glenrock Energy in Kanata is looking at about a $3.3 billion investment. So it's going to be a little bit larger, quite a few more things going on with them. But one of the things they're looking at is producing ammonia. And ammonia is one of those things that's a little easier to transport than hydrogen is and can be used for fuel to fuel power plants and those kinds of things. And, again, there's many more products that they're going to look at as well, but this is the first thing that we heard from them.
So, Commissioner, I mean, you're talking about new long-term stable industries coming into Lincoln County, specifically Kemmer. They're going to keep the coal plant operational regardless of what happens with Rocky Mountain Power, correct?
That is correct.
And they're going to bring in, I mean, how many jobs are estimated? By the time everything is, construction is complete and in full swing, I mean, we're into the thousands of new jobs, right?
Well, we're looking at, with the nuclear plant, you're looking at about 200, 250 employees there that are full-time employees. With TriSite, by the time they build out, they told us that they're looking at about 400, maybe as many as 500. And then with the same thing, probably maybe a little bit more, with Glenrock Energy in Kanata. So, yeah, we're looking at maybe a little over 1,000 employees for sure, which is significant.
And those are just direct, let alone the other services that are impacted around the South Lincoln area.
Right, because you're going to have a lot of spinoff businesses for each one of these industries. It could be pipe fitting, it could be welding, it could be electrical work, all those different things, and that will create jobs as well.
Commissioner King in studio. Commissioner, anything else about these coal-based and energy-based industries in South Lincoln that is any more updates to mention?
You know, those are the updates I have for right now. As things progress and we think that the tri-site building be finished this year, and then they will start producing the product that they need and plan on doing. Certainly they'll be in full swing by next year. Kanata and Glenrock Energy is looking at the same sort of thing, but not this year. I think they may be a couple of years out. But with an investment of the size that they're talking about, it just takes a little bit more time.
Yeah. And I understand there was discussion a while ago of Highway 30 being relocated, and that's also being still discussed as to make all this happen, correct?
Well, in our discussions with Glenrock Energy and Kanata and as well as TriSite, which both these two guys are going to end up working together towards some common goals, and then talking with the mine. The mine says with the requirements that they're looking at, they would need to expand their coal mining to the north, which would facilitate the moving of the highway. And that is a 50-50 move, about $15 million by the coal mine and $15 million from the state to get that highway moved so that they can dig more coal.
A lot happening.
Yeah, and it's exciting because, you know, the coal industry is not going away. We all know that even though our Washington, D.C. delegates want everything to go electric, coal is still going to has a real base for our community and for Wyoming.
And especially Kemmer coal, right? Because the quality of it, is that what's attracting these customers, these industries to South Lincoln County is mainly because of the quality of coal that's there, right?
It is the quality of coal. And, you know, we've got over 100 years of coal sitting there. And it's the quality, it's the Kemmer area, it's the how close they are to the freeway, how close they are to rail, how close they are to Highway 30 that goes through there. All those things make Kemmer area and Diamondville very attractive.
Commissioner Robert King in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about property taxes. And, of course, we all know what's been going on there and the state legislature and some things that they're working on to help maybe bring those back down to reasonable levels with the increase we've seen. My question is while all that's going on, of course, Lincoln County is going to see an increase in revenue now because of the increase in the property taxes. What's the plan for that revenue and what's the discussions been?
Well, and we are going to see an increase. There's no doubt about that. But one of the things we're looking at to help the constituents in Lincoln County is we're, as a commissioner, are looking at our budget right now. And we're talking about dropping the mill levy for our taxpayers. And that will help not only the homeowner, but it will also help the industries as well. And we feel like that'll stimulate some things and help some folks out. We're still working with the state and still working with our legislators to see what we can do on giving tax breaks to those that may be on fixed incomes.
Yeah, especially some of the elderly, right? Yeah,
that's correct.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that's kind of the idea. You're thinking, well, we're going to have this influx of money. We may as well drop the mill levy to balance everything out.
Right.
And you're not just going to have this huge, giant excess that you'll be spending, I guess.
Right. And, you know, it does. It increased to the point that we feel like we can do this sort of thing. I'm hoping that it will help some folks out. I really do. And as you say, the elderly, the ones on fixed incomes, we certainly want to help them all that we can.
So, Commissioner, as you discuss the budget, maybe just walk us through that process and how the budget's approved.
Well, the way it works is we go through each one of our departments in the county and we ask them to turn in their budget numbers as well as the districts within the county and those that we work with. And that includes senior centers, it includes fire departments, it includes all kinds of different districts. When they bring that to us, we sit down as a commission and we work with our treasurer and our clerk to come up with what the budget numbers might be. And as you know, that fluctuates quite a little bit. We look at those numbers. We look at how we can balance that budget and make sure that we're okay as a county and still maintain the services that we provide, which, you know, a lot of it is road and bridge. to make sure our roads are in good shape as best we can make them. Looking at converting some roads from gravel or dirt roads to at least chip sealed or double chip sealed, which helps everyone. And certainly, you know, those things are expensive. When you look at paving at about $1 million a mile, it gets real expensive real fast. So, we're looking at those kinds of things. And then that balancing routine comes in where we look at, okay, maybe we're going to cut somebody on their budget a little bit, and maybe we're not. It just depends on their justification and how they present it to us and bring it forward.
Commissioner King on the Weekday Wake Up. Thanks for your time, Commissioner. Anything we missed that's happening in Lincoln County you want to touch on today?
Boy, we've got so many things going on. We're working with our grant writer to help us get some grants in place that we're hoping that we can start doing some localized studies on regional wastewater. I personally am a little nervous by the number of septic tanks we're putting out in the county rather than going into a treatment facility. It's a long-term goal to do those kinds of things. It takes time to do that study and then figure out how to maybe solve some problems. We want to get ahead of it. I don't think we want to get to the point that we have a problem and then we look for ways to mitigate that problem. And if we can do that, I think that we would be far, far ahead.
Yeah. Commissioner, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Commissioner Robert King in studio. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.